The following program, the role-playing Our European Swedish Nurse Bathroom Adventure, is intended as cartoonish satire and does not necessarily reflect the personal opinions of the author or of the majority of the actors saying the lines. Many of them suffered severe head injuries and are no longer capable of holding opinions. This podcast contains adult language and concepts. And bongs! Tune out if you're likely to be offended. So, I misheard the lyrics to a Billy Idol song the other day. Yeah, it was Rebel Yell. I thought he said, "I walked the world for you, babe." But he actually says, "I walked the ward for you, babe. 1,000 miles for you."
Well, that should have tipped you off. The circumference of the world is more than 1,000 miles, and I'm sure Billy Idol's fact-checkers would have caught such a glaring geographical inaccuracy.
Yeah, but you know, for a second, the whole story of that walk was in my head. The subject of the song is the little dancer who came dancing to Billy Idol's door.
Right, the little angel who came pumping on the floor.
Yes, and in one instant, the whole of the walk across the world Billy Idol and that dancing angel took was in my head. I'm almost sad it never happened.
So, how did the story of the walk go?
Well,
here we are, Billy, crossing the steppes of Central Mongolia.
Hey, little angel, let's dance to that yurt. Shotgun!
Okay, Billy.
Hello!
Hello, kindly Mongolian woman. Can you trade us some yak's milk?
Shotgun.
Billy, I don't even know what that means. In this context of asking for yak's milk.
Hey, little sister, it means shotgun!
Well, here we are, Billy, trudging across the Sahara. It looks like some Bedouin up ahead, riding on camels. Perhaps we can ask if they might spare a little water.
Ride your little pony, come on!
No, they're riding camels, Billy. Camels. And please, be polite. We must respect their cultural differences, and your Middlesex brand of punk rock style might be alien to them.
Yeah, babe, yeah, for sure. Like, in it, yeah.
Hello, Bedouin.
Hello! Are you lost? Why are you trekking across Sahara on foot?
Oh, I'm just walking the world with Billy Idol.
Moni!
Yes, thank you, Billy. My name's Moni. This is Billy, Mr. Bedouin.
1,000 greetings! Peace be upon you! Salam!
We were just wondering if you could spare any water.
I can give bottle.
Anything you can share is a big help.
That ain't enough, babe.
This nice gentleman is helping us out of the goodness of his heart.
Nah, you go back to that Bedouin and you cry, more, more, more.
No, Billy, look, we've been over this.
We're the Rebel Yell. You cry more, more, more.
Billy.
More, more, more.
Billy, don't you think that will seem rather greedy? These Bedouin accustomed to subsistence living.
Shotgun.
Billy. Excuse me, Mr. Bedouin, but my friend Billy, he wonders if there is anything else you could spare. We would happily trade.
What is your friend Billy doing?
I'm feeling the love vibration and I'm dancing with myself.
Well, it's scaring my camel.
Ride your pony. Come on.
It is not a pony. It is clearly a camel. Look at the hump.
Billy, look. Sir, look, I'm sorry. Look, I'm sorry we're scaring a camel. Billy, we need to talk. I'm not sure I want to walk the world with you anymore.
What? But we've only walked 800 miles, babe. I'll walk 1,000 miles for you, innit? At 1,000 miles, I might rethink my priorities, right, innit? But at least 1,000.
All this raw masculine punk rock rebelliousness. It's beginning to get on my nerves.
Hey, little sister. Shotgun.
No. Listen, I know I came dancing to your door, pumping on the floor and said, come on, baby, you got a license for love. But, well, that was several countries ago. After spending day and night with you for months on end, I'm beginning to wonder whether we should break up.
What, you want to see other people? Like this Bedouin? Hey, Bedouin, did you make a move on my bint?
I didn't move anyone's bint.
It's not that, Billy. I've just had enough of you. I'd rather be alone. Frankly, I'd rather stop walking the world, go home, and have a nice cup of tea by myself.
But, little sister, who's your Superman, huh? Who's the one you want? Come on.
Billy.
No, babe. I've looked all over the world. I've seen every type of girl. Now your empty eyes seem to pass me by. Oh, I'd sell my soul for you, babe. I'll give you all and have none, babe.
Don't do this. It's just... Well, you seem so cartoonishly charming back in that Southeast London nightclub, but out here in the real world, I think I need something else. Billy, I don't mean to hurt you, but you're not the man I'd hoped you'd be.
Hey. There ain't nothing pure in this world, babe. There ain't nothing sure in this world. You knew that. Come on, stay with me.
Take me back home.
You can't leave me out here. That ain't fair.
Billy, there ain't nothing fair in this world.
No, babe, look, I know I've been a bit rough these last few miles, but let me make it up to you. This mile is mile one. Let's start again, yeah? Mile one. It's a nice day, isn't it? It's a nice day to start again. Come on.
Oh, Billy. When I see your insolent smirk, I can almost imagine starting over with you. But no. No, I'm sorry. Bedouin, can you guide me out to some sort of settlement? Preferably one with an airport.
Of course, madam.
Goodbye, Billy.
But, babe. Bint. Shotgun.
I suppose that's why he didn't suggest walking the world. Deep down, he knew. Under that leather jacket where his nonconformist heart beats, he knew.
Instead, he walked the ward.
Yeah.
Possibly the ward she checked herself into after spending too much time with Billy Idol.
Yeah.
This is Lance Henriksen, and I hate the role-playing hour, and I can sometimes be quite scary. So you should listen to me. No bullshit. I love to curse.
Matey, I was at my English teaching job today, and you know, they send me to teach English to all sorts of, like, businesses and that, and I think I may have found a place for yous.
Okay, I can see this one coming. You taught English at a sewage treatment plant, and you think I can be some of the sewage. Preferably some of the bald sewage.
No, mate, Ridgie Didge.
Really? Roland? Ridgie Didge, Roland? Ridgie? Roland Didge?
Ridgie!
Didge?
Come on down.
Hello there, sir. Mr. Elmer Logaloo tells me that you are a trained chick sexer.
Yes, I worked as the sexer for many years.
Everyone on the factory floor, English only, please. We have an English-speaking guest, a sexing expert.
Oh, I'm no expert.
But you do speak English.
Yes, I speak so much English, it's all I can speak.
Ours is an agricultural country, and this is the most prestigious sexing plant around. We have experts working from several countries. We export nugget mints and laying hens to Great Britain, Ireland, and the US. Our current chief sexer only speaks the local language and Esperanto. Are you aware a person needs to pass a language exam to earn a degree here? Yes. So he chose to study Esperanto. They all choose to study Esperanto. It means our graduates can speak to each other, but no one else, which with our local tongue being so obscure was basically the problem in the first place. We want a sexer who can deal with visiting dignitaries, international sexing equipment suppliers, and who can keep up with the local sexing news and trends, changes in chicken genitalia, that sort of thing. Someone who can get deep, deep into the sexing literature.
Uh-huh.
There's a great emphasis on training and education in our country. To work at a checkout in a shop, a person must graduate a year-long training course. But even more than training, we value language. Not our own, obviously. Language that allows us to communicate with the outside world rather than suffocating us in our own insularity. It's the outside world where all the money is. And perhaps, if we say the magic words, that Alibaba's cave will open.
I see. So, and what do you want me to...
Ah, well, Mr. Elmaloglu here said that you're looking for a job.
I am. Mm-hmm. Roland, I mean, Mr. Elmaloglu was correct.
I'd like you to replace our head sexer.
Really? Head sexer? I was only ever assistant sexer or chief janitorial officer on the sexing floor in charge of Beacon Feet Collection. To become head sexer, I never even dared to dream.
You give him that job just because he talks English? I mean, it means that much to you?
If we sell only to our own people, we make nothing. Our country is poor. We need to be international. It is our policy to reflect internationalism at every level of our business. We hire people who speak German, French, Spanish, wherever we can. And now, here is someone who can speak English.
And what about the Esperanto guy?
Look at him there. He is sexing as we speak.
Mabo. Mabino. Mabo. Nabo. Nabino.
Wow, that's some sexing. I'm not sure I've seen anyone as handy with a chicken butt as that. He is like a honed sexing laser. Can you hone a laser? I suppose you can hone your lasering techniques. Anyway, his eyes were made to sex.
Yes, but listen to that. Filthy, filthy Esperanto.
Nabino. Nabo.
I instructed him to sex in English, and he can't even do it. Chief Sexer, come here.
Oh, he understood that. He's coming over.
Oh, he understood my hand gesture. Chief Sexer, here is your English teacher, Mr. Elmaloglu.
I can't.
Good eye, you dogger.
Now, can you repeat some of the English you have learned? I said English. Speak English. Have I been paying for your lessons for nothing?
All pigs are poofed bastards.
Nah, mate. Pronunciation. Poofed bastards.
Poofed bastards.
Poofed bastards.
Poofed bastards. The rain in Spain falls mainly on poofed bastards.
Legend.
My ex-wife's a ranger, and she took all me kids.
You see? I don't understand in the slightest what he's saying. Your English is terrible.
Sounds pretty good to me. She was a ranger, and she did take all me kids. I was worried that after I had the 10th beer in your break room, none of the students were sympathizing with me pain. But obviously they was paying close attention, the poofed bastards.
Tell me something about chickens. Tell me something about the pen being on the table. That is what they want to know overseas. Is the pen on the table? These are the burning issues.
Can one of you spazzes tell me where to buy China White and none of this baby powder shit.
You see? I don't understand the nonsense that comes out of his mouth. I pay for this expensive English teacher, Mr. Elmaloglu here.
I am expensive, but then I am a material girl.
You want me? You better be prepared to pay for me champagne lifestyle. Luxury costs. You pay for the best or you get the rest.
Basically, Mr. DM, as long as you can sex, you've got the job. Can you give us a demonstration of your skill?
Right now? At the conveyor belt here?
If you please.
Okay. Boy. Girl. Girl. Girl, wait. Boy. Boy, wait. Girl, wait. So much pressure. Wait, that's not a chicken. That's my hand. And I'm a boy. Boy. No, wait. Don't throw my hand in the chute. Did I pass?
You sent one potential laying girl into the mincing chute, and your speed wasn't so great, but you'll get better. And you speak English.
It's all this equipment. It's top of the line. I'm not used to this level of quality and professionalism. Chrome. Everyone is wearing hairnets and surgical masks. It's like I'm in the Breaking Bad super lab of chick sexing plants.
You can begin tomorrow if you like. As you are foreign and you are accustomed to higher wages, I am happy to pay you in the black, off the books, so you earn more than any of my countrymen in the same position. Will 70 million a month be enough?
70 million? Wait, let me calculate that in my head. That's 400 of my dollars. Basically the same as what unemployed people get back home, but here, that would let me live like a king. I accept.
Very good. And I'm afraid you are fired, Chief Saxa. You understand? You are fired.
But Australia is full of too many chinks and bungs. Too many bungs come over as boat people. We should stop the bung boats.
English, I said, not Esperanto. What is bungs? Is that chicken in Esperanto? Wait, according to my phone, it's deck in Vietnamese. Are you speaking Vietnamese now? I told you to learn English.
He can't just be demoted? What will happen to him?
Don't worry about him. I'm sure he can find a job tutoring university students in Esperanto.
Fuck me, Dad. You can't do this. Giving me my marching orders is un-Australian. I've had a flaming gutful, you slag cum dumpster.
No idea what he is on about.
Roland, we have jobs. We can move out from our half VHS house in the street. We can get an actual flat, a share house again like the old days. You and me even have jobs in the same place.
Yep. I'll keep on doing me important work here.
Chief Saxa, if you'll get to business, you can start by ordering your subordinate sexes to initiate sexing.
Oh, okay. Do they speak English?
Most of them, no.
Oh, that may be a problem.
Their problem, not yours. It might motivate them to attend to their studies.
Okay, guys, begin sexing. Oh, hey, you there. You don't want to fix the mincing chute that way. Watch out that your tie doesn't hang down any place that might be caught in the mincing axle. In fact, dude, get your head out of there right now, or... Dude, your tie! Dude! Guess he was one of the ones who didn't speak English. Maybe I'll just work over here on this conveyor belt. Gonna take a while for them to clean the other one.
Chief Sexer?
Yes?
Doc J's first aid kit, Thomas Lodon Gubi Kref! Mushimin, the Lutnaya got fast washish, but Albus Ginya!
Don't speak your language, sorry, just sort it out for yourself. Now, to begin sexing. Oh, and look, they have some hottie sexing here. And they're my subordinates. I've never had subordinates. I've never had any real power to abuse. I'll start sexing next to her and see if our elite knowledge of chicken genitalia can bring us closer together.
boy. Girl.
Here. Boy.
Boy.
Girl.
Say, I like the way you sex.
Thank you, sir. Girl.
Yeah, boy. Don't you sometimes wish, girl, that you could just once throw the boy and the girl in together and watch him fall in love? Not in the mincing chute, obviously, in the other chute.
That would contaminate the export batch, sir. It would also violate the chick sex's prime directive. Boy.
Yes, yes, of course. Don't you wish, girl, you could apply your chick sexing knowledge to people? Just peek down their pants and say, hey, you're quite a boy, girl.
I do not need to. People are simple. I can tell at a glance most of the time whether they are boy or girl. Girl! But chicks. Chicks are a mystery. They are subtle. In their genitals is nature's perfect puzzle. A sublime beauty. Boy!
Yes, I suppose, girl. So, what are you doing after work?
After work, I am looking at pictures of chicken cloacae so I might better improve my craft. Boy!
Dedication. I like that. Girl, oh, whoa, little bugger got away from me. I'll just kick it under the machinery. No one will notice. Let's see what we have here, boy.
Confused nerd!
Look at it, Roland. A flat.
I just put our VHS tapes in here.
Yes, we can use them as a coffee table or something. A memento. Here we are in a grey communist-era high-rise surrounded by 50 other identical grey communist-era high-rises. I never thought I'd live in a place like this.
It's quite nice, though, inside. And we're pretty high up.
Yes, we're in an elite part of town. Look out the window. We have a view of the Danube.
Where's the Danube?
Well, I mean, sort of, it's that small patch of brown there between the identical communist-era high-rises.
Oh, right. I think I saw a bit of a garbage barge go by. We're living the dream.
Most in the country couldn't afford a place like this, but we are special because we were born in a country where English was spoken. Oh, and look, a shower. I never thought I would miss hot running water so much. A kettle. I'm in heaven. Our lives here have truly begun. But Roland, we need to buy essentials.
Yeah, we do.
After all we've been through, Roland, it is time to take stock. I have a new view on life. I know what's truly important. I know what money means.
Yeah, after all our hardships.
Living on the street with nothing. In isolation and despair. It makes you value money differently.
Hello? Spare some change, please.
Fuck off! And that is why I'm going to the Man Barbie store.
The what?
1/6 scale collectible figures, Roland. Action figures of my favorite film and comic book heroes. 12 inches high and with fabric clothing. Fully posable. The toys I wished I had as a kid, and only several hundred dollars a piece.
Right, and we just got this new barely furnished house. Is that really what you should be spending your dosh on?
You're right. You're right. Mm-hmm. I should also get some display shelves with LED lights to show them off. Turntables so they can spin round.
That seems financially imprudent in that, DM. Is that really what you need?
What are you talking about? I'm going to get a Darth Vader, a Batman, both film and comic book versions, because I am a collector, you know? And a completist and some form of molded plastic Schwarzenegger.
There isn't anything more important.
I've been without for so long, Roland. I'm a geek, and yet I have been kept from giving my earnings to the companies whose products I use to define my earthly identity. These 12-inch dollies are more dear to me than any human being living.
It's just your priorities, mate. They're all fucked. You finally get this money, and now... Oh, here's me guy. Hello, matey. I'd like 2 ounces of Mully, half a kilo of ice, a baggie of Coke, 10 ecstasy tablets, and 2/3 a bottle of ketamine. Thanks.
Here you go, sir.
And after I finish these, will you be here tomorrow?
I certainly will, sir. I live for my customers.
Great.
Well, that's my purchases taken care of.
And mine.
Are we going to be able to afford rent or bus tickets to work?
We can walk to work. And I'm sure the landlord will let us pay the rent a month or two late. Molly. Let me hold you against me face. You smell. You were a queen. And I'm held captive in your fibers.
Oh, Darth Vader. Let me hold you against my face.
I kind of stopped liking Star Wars after they made those prequel movies and that. They're not even good stoned. Never saw the new one.
Yeah, I kind of grew out of it.
So why the Darth Vader?
It's iconic. It wouldn't look like a proper collection without him.
But you only just started collecting again.
I've got a lot of geek cred to reamass, Roland. And a lot of chick sexing to do to amass it. I want my collection to appeal to geeks of every ilk, so they're all equally jealous.
Right, well, I should buy that bong in that shop there. What is it? Yoda's head with the lightsaber as a cone piece.
It'll be good for May the 4th and 20th of April then.
May the 4th and me lungs sucking smoke out of Yoda's skull be with. Nah, that's too verbose. I forget where that was going. Let's just buy this bong.
Nice choice, Roland.
I'm a fucking droid. Like C-3PO and that. I ate one E before I see to me K-hole.
The only chips here are what? Paprika flavored? And salt flavored. Salt flavored. Salt and paprika. Two choices.
And there are no anchovies in the pizza. Instead there's corn. This place would suck to have the munchies in if it wasn't for dried pig ear.
Pig ear?
Yeah, mate. Try it. We throw this shit away in Oz, but it's fucking choice.
Can't argue with choice. Pig ear is choice. We should have a housewarming party.
Who do we know to invite?
People from the chick sexing factory. No one parties like chick sexers.
No, mate, you're their boss now. They'll all be on their best behavior. It'd be a work party, and work parties suck.
Yeah.
We met plenty of homeless people who were down on their luck, like us. We could invite them.
It'd be awkward. We'd have to be like, hey, we have a house now, and you can visit. You can't stay here, though. Even though we know you're homeless, and even though there is clearly a spare room, even though when it was minus 10 degrees, you lent us your last spare blanket. Nope. As soon as it gets to 10 o'clock, we're kicking you out. Back into the street. Bye, we'll say. Have a safe crawl back to your cardboard box. What if at 10 o'clock we tell them without saying directly that it was time to go and they don't take the hint? Ooh, I'd say, looking at my watch, sure is getting late. Guess the party's over. And they wouldn't budge. And we'd have to say, sorry, buddy, time to go. And they'd say, go where? And we'd say, out of our nice warm house, into the filth, and never ever come back unless we explicitly invite you.
That would be uncomfortable.
Social code dictates that as soon as you stop being homeless, you stop being friends with all your homeless friends. It's like when you become a celebrity and you stop being friends with normal people, or when you shift into any new socioeconomic bracket, really.
Oh well, we'll have to make Ponzi friends, like us.
Yes, like us, captains of industry.
No junior sexers, only sexing chiefs, and only the top teachers and academics.
Damn right. That is our lives now, supping on pig ear and living in an ivory post-communist tower that's actually made of the cheapest possible cement.
To us.
To us. Here, give me a hit of your Yoda.
UDM.
We're celebrating. We're both equally well paid now, so I don't have to feel embarrassed of you and your habits. Suddenly, everything you do looks higher class to me. They're drugs, but they're like classy drugs like movie stars do and executives because you're high class, like me. Ha, here, that's it.
There is no try, only do.
DM. You okay, matey?
Sure. Wouldn't it be cool to be a Jedi? You could move things with your mind. I think I could do that right now if I just thought about it hard enough.
Well, what's a Jedi? Do you mean Jedi? Did you buy a Darth Vader and you don't even know what a Jedi is? Some poor fat bloke with social skills as bad as yours and borderline autism probably really wanted that exclusive figure you just got, and now he can't get one because you bought it.
And he'll be jealous. Suffer in your borderline autism, I'll say.
You okay, GM matey? Your pupils are really big.
Hey, we should order a stripper. They home deliver. A stripper made of pizza.
Yeah, pizza with anchovies.
A stripper just covered in anchovies. And she strips the anchovies off and throws them into your mouth.
Like you're a seal.
Like I'm a fucking baby seal. A kiss from a rose on the grape.
Oh, that's a song by the musical artist Seal.
I'm sure if someone threw him a fish, he would eat it.
Well, who wouldn't?
He'd have to be crazy and really not like fish.
Seal looks like he probably doesn't mind a good fish.
You can't always tell, can you? Someone looks normal and then you get talking to them and it slowly dawns on you. You're talking to someone who really doesn't like fish.
Get away, matey.
Run away.
Run away to the sea to swim with all your fish brothers and your krill cousins.
Swim into my mouth, brothers and cousins. Swim, swim. Let me hug you with my colon, fish brothers and krill cousins. Colon hug.
Finish your relationship with a brown kiss.
A kiss from a rose on the brown.
And end scene, pursued by a bear.
This is J.G. Hertzler. I hate the role-playing hour so much that, a true Klingon doesn't speak. He acts. Pass me a Batleth. Get a Batleth in my hands now!
Yes, Johnny.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, that's a large Batleth you have there.
Oh.
A Look at my empire. I stroll about and I'm master of everything I survey, except the door to my immediate boss's office and the machinery I'm not allowed to touch and the HR rep who scares me. But this is my chick-sexing floor. These chick-sexers, my children. The chicks they sex, my grandchildren. But grandchildren who get minced for being boys are sent off to the battery farm for being girls. And we spend all day looking at their genitals. So maybe my grandchildren, maybe that was a bad analogy. Look at the shining chrome, the spotless floor, the sterile sanitariness of it all as the chicks spin away to their fates. The efficiency. This room is an engine powered by chicken chromosome identification, and I am its master. People, begin sexing. Wait, who is that? Over there.
Hello, boss.
You know, this is gonna sound crazy, but you look like an older Billy Idol.
Oh, I am an older Billy Idol.
Really? Billy? But what are you doing here?
Well, there's more to life than making hit records with growling pop swagger, you know? Music was fun and all, but I haven't had a number one in a while. And a man needs another interest to sustain him. Here I can follow me real passion, right? Chick sexing.
Billy, so I'm gonna get to sex chicks with Billy Idol?
That's right, mate. Playing music is easy. Identifying whether a newly hatched chicken is a boy or a girl, that takes skill.
Well, let's get to work then, Billy.
Right on, Chief Sexer Governor.
Boy.
Boy.
Girl.
Little angel.
Girl.
Boy.
Girl.
He lives in his own heaven. Hey, little sister.
Long-legged lovely. Don't be no fun. Don't forget you're young.
Girl.
Turn on the light, babe. Flesh for your Romeo.
Girl.
Just along, and don't mess up his hair. Boy. I'd sell my soul for you, babe.
Hey, Billy, are you still down for carpooling tonight?
Take me back home, yeah!
Boy. Girl.
Hey, Billy, it's Cheryl's birthday, and we're getting her a cake. Do you want to put in?
Shotgun!
Does that mean yes or no? Hey, Billy, can you explain health and safety regulations to me? I'm having trouble understanding subparagraph 7A. You know, the one about the importance of hair nets while servicing the beak and feet catchment tub?
Shotgun!
What does that...
Shotgun!
Oh, of course, I get it now. How silly of me. The hairnet is because the beak and feet are sent for rendering. So I'm still around sterile foodstuffs, and therefore contamination is still an issue. I had it in my head that they were worried my hair would get caught, and I was like, oh, the catchment tub has no moving parts. Sorry for taking up your time, Billy. You've been a big help.
No problems, babe.
Break time! To the break room, everyone. I love this plant. So many mandatory breaks. Not even hungry yet. Already had coffee. Guess I'll just sit around.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
In it.
Yeah.
What is it that you're, doing here, Billy?
Oh, just trying to solve this, Rubik's Cube. You know, good way to pass the time, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it? It's like brain training. Yeah, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it is like a brain training.
Been fiddling with it for days, but I can't seem to...
Oh, Billy! Shotgun!
Oh, yeah, that does solve it. Thanks, mate. Every side's the same colour now.
Yeah. That side? White? White wedding?
Yeah, that was 33 years ago, man. I get sick of people quoting me old tunes back at me.
Sorry, it's just, I really liked.
It's a nice day for a
white wedding.
Yeah, I know what the words are, mate.
Thank you.